Chinese officials announced today that that country's economy grew at 6.7% from July to September. That's a good thing, and Asian markets rose on the news, but some economists wonder if it's true. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us now. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Robin.
And give us some context. When we talk about Chinese growth at 6 or 7%, how does that compare to the U.S. or Europe?
It's a lot stronger than we have here, but it's all relative. It's stronger than we are performing at, the rate we're performing at, but it's much slower than China's used to, and frankly, the rest of us around the world are used to. So this is a big adjustment that I think everyone's going to have to get used to.
Yeah, because China's had a boom after decades of absolutely no growth. You know, it was kind of a closed country, and so it had a huge boom, so huge growth. So even though the growth is high, there is a slowdown. But what to believe? Julian Evans Pritchard is
exactly.
Yeah, he's an economist with the British research firm Capital Economics. He told the Wall Street Journal that China is obviously smoothing the data quite a bit. Why?
Yeah.
Why do we think that?
Because they've had the exact same rate of growth for the last three quarters. I mean, that is just not 6.7%. That's not realistic. Just think about weather, and it tells you that that's impossible. We have three different readings a quarter here in the U.S. as the government tries to tweak. So almost everyone believes they are smoothing the numbers. The problem is it's hard to know what's going on. So there are two schools of thought, really. One is if you believe that they're roughly in the ballpark, then China is in the middle of a big transition from this high-growth economy fueled by selling cheap goods to the rest of the world and big government spending to a more moderately growing economy that relies more on consumer spending and private business like the rest of the developed world. However, there are a lot of people who say, you know, maybe the growth rate is zero or that China's actually in contraction. And that scenario has much more ominous implications for the global economy.
Right, because just to flesh that out, China's long relied on government spending to fuel the economy. The hope was that it would shift to consumer spending. And this data means maybe it's not.
Well, it doesn't – we don't know. That's
right,
the problem. It
right.
may be, but I think that because we lack those details, are they making the successful shift in a healthy way or by flooding the country with credit? Are they just creating a bubble that is going to promote things like social unrest as millions of factory workers lose their job? Are we going to see a continuation of a commodity slump? Do you have a speculative behavior in housing and the stock market because of that shift? We just don't know the answers
right.
to that. So it's sort of a black box that no one can see in.
Can we look elsewhere? I mean, we got news this week that two big American companies, Netflix and Starbucks, news of how their business in China is going. Netflix, to sum it up, abandoning China. Starbucks
yeah.
doing great. So what can we see there?
And this is interesting because this is the shift to this consumer society. Everyone wants a piece of it. So I think there is optimism that this middle class is growing. But it shows the difficulty when you have anything you're associated with, any kind of intellectual property or content. Netflix said there's just too much regulatory issues at hand. There's too much censorship. We can't get past it. We've got to sort of partner locally and just walk away for now. Starbucks, however, which we know does coffee and goods, mm-hmm. having much more success. They are actually expanding their footprint there, and they feel very optimistic. So it kind of depends on what kind of business you're in as to whether you're able to get a piece of that burgeoning middle-class
yeah.
market. It's very difficult.
Okay. Trying to see what the picture really is in China with Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thanks. Always good to be here.